Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. We often talk in the church about being blessed, but so often we ignore the common blessings that are around us every day, including in the small corner of the world in which we live. There are times where I will talk to someone who is habitually complaining about everything, it seems, in the world. So I will, with some mirth, ask this person, if everything's so bad, is there a different country that you'd like to live in? And usually, not always, usually the answer is, no, I like living in America. It's a free country. It's full of opportunity. So I press further. I say, of all the 50 states in America, is there a state you'd rather live in than Minnesota? Now, we Minnesotans like to complain. We like to complain about our high taxes. We like to complain about the weather, either the stultifying heat and humidity of most of this summer or the frigidness of the winter. We like to complain about road construction and being impeded on our way to absolutely anywhere. But we are loyal. More than almost any other state, Minnesotans stay in Minnesota. More than but one or two states, people who move away from Minnesota return in greater numbers than almost any other state. We evidently like Minnesota. It is a good place to live. I press even further. I say, of all the cities in Minnesota, is there a place where you'd rather live than Rochester? Now, I know there are some who are skeptical about Destination Medical Center, and we have growing pains in road construction, but actually, Rochester is a star performer in our state. So perhaps, and this is arguable, perhaps we live in the best city, in the best state, in the best nation of the world. We are blessed. Or we could talk about the blessings of the elite. The sports world has been all agog over LeBron James leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers and going to the Los Angeles Lakers. This is one elite athlete. I'm going to suggest, even assure you, that of the more than 100,000 people that live in Rochester, if any one or all of us had spent as much time honing our game, putting work in on our basketball game, that there's not one of us who would equal LeBron James. Because beyond the hard work he has put in over decades, he simply is blessed in a way that nobody in Rochester has been blessed. Or we consider a biblical character like Job, who was blessed with so much, we read, with a great home, a wonderful family, a thriving business. You know, you probably know people like that. You may be people like that. I consider myself blessed in those ways, even though there are difficulties that happen from time to time. So what does it mean to be blessed? A good sports career, enough food to eat, a secure home, a vacation from time to time. There are so many ways to quantify being blessed. But we can surely go further than that. There is a sports figure named Carlos Beltran who retired after the end of the last baseball season. At the end of his career, he sent a message that went something like, "I am blessed to have played this game professionally for 20 years. I'm blessed to have played for many fine organizations and blessed to have shared that with a wife, with three children, with my family and friends, and to have many loving fans." Yes, he knew. He knew that blessings oftentimes comes in people. We can go deeper. A woman named Renee Plodzik has written about her 3-year survival of cancer. She has surrounded herself with a team of people called Walk by Faith. In her time of cancer survival, she tells of being blessed by the birth of her third child. And she writes, "Every day I am blessed to be a survivor. Every day I am given the blessing of life." Those are great gifts, people. They're better than gifts of a wonderful restaurant meal or a beautiful sunset. But do you believe that we could go even deeper? Considering Paul's words to the Ephesians in his letter, when he writes, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." You know, it's wonderful to have good things and family, but as we find in the book of Job, even good things and family can be taken away from us. Paul wants to assure us of blessings that time and misfortune cannot take away from us. They are so many. Paul piles these blessings up so fast in these few verses of Ephesians that we are considering this morning that it's hard to appreciate them all. What are our spiritual blessings? First and foremost, we are adopted as the children of God. Additionally, we have had heaped upon us the glorious graces of Jesus Christ. We are given redemption. We have forgiveness of sins. We have lavished upon us, again, Paul says, the gifts of grace. We receive an inheritance as the adopted children of God. And finally, God intends to bring us all up with all else under Him. Those are amazing blessings. We are the adopted children of God. It's easy to make fun of television personalities, especially from inane shows like Jersey Shore and an actress named Snooki. Snooki? But she understands that her greatest blessings are not television fame. She tells of a time when she was 6 weeks old, an infant in Santiago, Chile, and her adoptive parents coming to pick her up. She realizes that her place as an adopted child makes her the most blessed of them all. We are the adopted children of God. It is the rare week that goes by that I do not consider myself immensely blessed by God in so many ways. Part of those blessings in the past week were on a baseball field. It had been 22 years since I had umpired a game, corresponding directly to the 22 years that I've been at Bethel and not really finding time to indulge in that activity. Although I have done hundreds, perhaps thousands of games for Little League, high school leagues, small colleges, and even the Minnesota Gophers. But it was good to bring out that equipment. It was fun to make calls on the field. It was a blessing. But I will tell you, the biggest blessing was seeing a grandson squatting in the dirt in front of me, a catcher for one of those teams. To see his smile as I walked onto the field as a surprise umpire lit up my entire world. Baseball can be a blessing. To be lavished with the children of God is the greatest blessing. Part of my blessing this last week was being with the Bethel confirmation campers at Good Earth Village, some of whom are in this worship service. Good Earth Village is situated both atop and in a valley just outside of Spring Valley, Minnesota. It is honestly one of the most beautiful places on the earth. It is a blessing. The weather last week was really pretty good. Got a little hot and humid at the end. The food was good. The leadership at Good Earth Village is good. It was all a blessing. The air-conditioned teaching spaces were marvelous. But there was one more that exceeds them all. To look into the eyes of 45 youth going into seventh grade. Eyes that are taking in, hearts that are appropriating the message of God's great love for them in Jesus. That is priceless. Bible camp can be a blessing. Being lavished with the children of God is incomparable. Friday, I had the opportunity to bring God's message of love, grace, and eternity to a family mourning the loss of a gracious matriarch. Yesterday afternoon, I had the opportunity to wed two young people, the culmination of a journey the three of us have taken over months to ensure that they know there is a God who absolutely demands to be at the foundation of their relationship for a lifetime. So many blessings in Christ in the heavenly places. Which doesn't mean we ignore the more common blessings we think about frequently. Food, clothing, shelter, birds, animals, the beauty of God's creation, money, employment, secure retirement. There are so many blessings that are ours. But when it comes to being blessed, really blessed, it is in relationship. Relationship with God, relationship with each other. May God continue to bless you in Christ with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places.